Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Brewers starting pitcher Zach Greinke didn't strike anybody out last night, which meant he had to depend on his fielders. Big mistake. The Brewers committed four errors, and the Cardinals beat them 7-1 to take a 3-2 lead in the National League Championship Series. The two teams play again tomorrow in Milwaukee. Here to update us on the end of the long march to the World Series is ESPN's Tim Kirkchian. He's on the line from St. Louis. Hi, Tim.
How are you, Bill?
Very well, thank you. St. Louis is now one game away from the World Series. A certain expert said something like the Cardinals don't have what it takes to advance much further. Wasn't that long ago?
Yeah, I think that was me, Bill. Thanks for bringing that up.
At least I didn't play the tape.
Yeah, I think the Phillies are at home saying, how can we not be in the league championship series? How can we not be going to the World Series? But at the same time, they were beaten fair and square by the Cardinals. And I must say, Bill, this has been an imperfect league championship series in a lot of ways. It has been fascinating to watch. And I must say, there is something special going on with the Cardinals, whether it's their ability to dodge trouble as they did all year, and when they did get in trouble and lost these horrible games, they did always find a way to bounce back. So they are a resilient group, and they have a manager that just keeps them playing hard, and they're a very interesting team to watch, even though they're not really perfect every time out.
There have been four Major League Baseball wild cards that have gone on to win the World Series: the 97 Marlins, 2002 Angels, 2003 Marlins, and, of course, the 04 Red Sox. But did any of those teams clinch the wild card on the last day of the regular season as the Cardinals did this year?
Well, actually, they didn't. And this is what being a wild card team sometimes can mean, is you barely get into the playoffs. You have been playing playoff games for over a month just to get in, and sometimes that momentum actually works in your favor. Now, I think most teams would rather win the division, coast in, set up their pitching, and go from there. That's not the way the Cardinals did it, but again, the Cardinals didn't do anything in an easy fashion this year. But I think the degree of difficulty of the season has prepared these guys for the difficulties of the postseason. And again, there's something special going on with the Cardinals, especially when they play in St. Louis. I've never seen so much red in my entire life.
In the American League Championship Series, the Texas Rangers are up 3-2 over Detroit. What are the chances the Rangers make it back to the World Series 2 years in a row?
Bill, I think they are. They have a devastating offensive team. Keep in mind, they made it to the World Series last year with a good offensive team. And since then, they've added Adrian Beltre to play third and Mike Napoli behind the plate. And both of those guys have had very good offensive seasons. So now they don't have an out 1-9 in their order. Also, if you remember this time last year, they had a subpar bullpen after their closer. Well, they added three bullpen pieces to their team down the stretch, and they took Alexi Ogando, who's a starting pitcher who throws 100 miles an hour, and now they use him in the seventh or the eighth inning occasionally, and that's another weapon. So they are a better team than the team that went to the World Series last year, and I think they're going back this year.
Tim, Red Sox general manager Theo Epstein will apparently be going to the Cubs, although that hasn't been made official yet. What's holding up the deal? Minor leaguers, money, or what brand of goat will be heading to Boston?
It's the compensation is what I'm told, and it's a very complicated situation because the Cubs, I'm told, only want to give up money, and naturally the Red Sox say, we've got enough of that. What we don't have enough of is prospects, so they want players in return, and it's getting very cumbersome. And it's not just the two general managers trying to work this out because, of course, the Cubs really don't have a general manager yet, and neither do the Red Sox because theirs is losing. So now it's going between the owners and all these other people, and they're having a difficult time deciding how much it's worth to bring Theo Epstein over. Eventually, I think this is going to happen, but it's a complicated situation.
The Red Sox, until recently, had been perceived as one of the more well-run teams in baseball, but given all that's gone on in the last couple of weeks, not to mention their stunning collapse throughout September, was that perception just wrong?
Well, it certainly is now, because it was a very well-run organization, and it has done some tremendous things for baseball, certainly for Boston, and everything for the Red Sox to make that club relevant again every single year, rebuild that brand. But now everything is crumbling down under the weight of the firing of Terry Francona, or resignation, whatever you call it. And then he was not treated very well as he went out the door, which seems to be a Boston Red Sox tradition for some reason. And now they're going to lose their general manager, and people are up in arms in Boston in every way. And when we have Boston columnists comparing this to the worst times in Red Sox history, when they went years and years without winning, that's a really bad sign. And this fall, just look at this team at the end of August, beginning of September, where they were and how well things were going, and just look at it 6 weeks later. It's an amazing fall by a big-time baseball team.
Tim Kirkchin covers Major League Baseball for ESPN. Tim, thanks very much for joining me.
Thank you, Bill.